So the first piece that he speaks about is what? What is the first piece? The what?
The girdle.
The girdle. What is a girdle?
Belt.
A girdle. A belt. Thank you. A belt.
You know, just to put this bit of writing in context, the Apostle Paul was among the Romans when he wrote this bit of Ephesians. And he was looking at the Roman soldier, and he was looking at their attire and what they used to defend themselves. And so he started off by speaking about the belt. Your loins girt about with truth. And if you look at the Roman soldier, underneath their armor and all their heavy equipment is a large tunic. A large, if you will, like an apron that was under the whole armor. And I really think that each of the bits of armor has tremendous spiritual significance. And if you think about how a belt brings together the apron, it's like without the belt, the apron just falls freely. And with the belt, the apron is girded up around the soldier's waist. And I really think that the apron is representative of the believer's life. And a life without the girdle of truth is a life that just goes haywire. Anything goes. But when we apply the word of God, the word of truth, to our lives, it is as if we are taking the fabric of our lives and we are girding it and bringing it and shaping it according to the word of God. And I think that is what the Apostle Paul had in mind when he says, having your loins girt about with truth. It is about bringing the fabric of your life under the subjection and submission of the word of God. And as we continue and look at the other pieces of the equipment, we would
hold on that, because we want to get some thoughts on that, and then we'll move on to the other piece. So let's not run ahead. Any other thoughts on the girdle of the truth, the belt of truth?
You need the whole truth in order to be fully encompassed by the belt. So if you're missing a part, or if you throw away part of the scripture, or if you don't know of part of the truth, then you're not fully encompassed by the belt, and if you have 75% of a belt, you can't use it.
I think also the phrase to gird your loins, they used to wear, as was mentioned, like a long apron, and during battle, that apron's going to get in the way. So to gird your loins was actually to take that apron and wrap it around your waist so that it's out of the way. And I think here it's basically telling us to be ready with the truth. You're girding your loins with the truth. You're ready with that truth.
At that point, not only if you take away does it not fit, but if you add, it doesn't fit either.
But the question I'm going to ask, I mean, it's amazing that Paul always starts with the truth. And I'm asking the question, why is it so essential to start with the truth?
If I may add I shall try to attempt to answer the question, but also add a thought to, you know, when it says gird up your loins with the truth here. You know, we talked about the fact that we are already heavenly citizens, we're blessed with every spiritual blessings in the heavenlies in Christ. When it comes to the girdle, and you mentioned the fact that this holds things together. It was kind of the base from which, you know, the soldier might put his sword actually, I think when you were describing it, you know, that long belt had some pieces attached to it that might have, that, you know, if an arrow is shot, it would protect the lower part of the body, protect that, or the base part of the body. And I was thinking here that, and you ask, you know, why do we start with the truth? Before we can do anything else, this truth here has to do with the fact that the affections has to be protected. That's what the truth of God does. And also, it's just not the doctrine. It is the word that's practically applied. Because remember, when the children entered into the land, it was already given to them. The scripture says in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 that we're already blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ. We have it. But now, I still have to step on that land and possess it. And although I was in the land, and we talked about the conflict earlier, I still have to fight the people in the land to possess that land. So I need the truth. I need the affections protected so that, you know, when I'm faced with the conflict, I can handle the conflict. So here, it is the truth practically applied to the inner man. The truth here regulates the inner man. And that is the way I'm able to stand. There's a scripture that I was thinking about in in Romans. It talks about that we should, that there's the Romans chapter 12 verse 2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's what the truth does. So before the outer man can be regulated, before we can put on the rest of the armor, we have to start with the inner man being regulated. So here, I believe that when it comes to the loincloth, it has to do with the fact that the loincloth is the truth that's practically applied, which regulates the inner man, which now I can live, as Brother Emil was saying earlier, now I can live in a foreign country, so to speak. He used the example of the base, with the laws of my country. And the way I can do that is by being able to apply the truth in the way it is supposed to be applied.